Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Yeah, yeah!
All right, I hope y'all ready for some good old-fashioned chamomile tea, because today we serving it up hot and steamy. But before we do anything, we got to shout out our peeps in L.A. What's up, Heidi, Frank, and Chewy?
Hey, Atlanta.
How y'all doing?
Hey, we good.
Now, Portia is out, but sitting in for her is our girl from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Tokyo Vanity! Hey. All right, coming up, it's the battle of the most extravagant gifts between birthday babies, Diddy, and Kris Jenner. And Headcrack and Gary talk to Blac Chyna's mama, Tokyo Toni, and we'll have that interview a little bit later. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
All right, so if you're in the yard sales with Chris Brown, you're probably going to want to check this out. Now, Chris Brown has dropped his flyer on the gram advertising a yard sale, and he actually even included his address.
Oh.
Now, he captioned it, The Crib, Heart Today event. Now, one fan commented, oh, you for real having this at your house? Like, you're not a global superstar? Now, the flyer says the sale will feature significantly marked down high-end designer items. Now, fans lined up way in advance to shop the racks of clothing covered by tents outside. Would this be the type of thing y'all would pull up to?
No. This is not his house.
No, no, Chris Brown, house. It's only 50% off if you light skin.
Damn.
These sales ain't loyal.
Okay.
I totally would if I knew it was Chris Brown's house. He lives out in Tarzana.
Just
which
to
is
look around.
Just in the San Fernando
That's
Valley.
My neighbor,
That's
yeah.
right down the street. Right. I might be hitting it up.
No, hang on a second. I'm confused because he says it's a two-day event, but it says yard sale Wednesday, 11/6/19. That's today.
Yeah, maybe he'll do another flyer tomorrow if he doesn't
today
sell
today
everything.
Today for dark-skinned people. Security is out today.
Yeah, that's horrible. Okay. Yeah. That is horrible.
I think he should donate the clothes, or he shouldn't have a sale. He should just donate that.
Says who?
He should donate. Come on, Tokyo. Give it to charity.
I ain't that's donating. As much money as I spend on designer clothes.
Exactly. At least give me back half. You know, he's giving it to him at a discount. He probably only wore the stuff once.
Damn,
it ain't messed up. The shoes ain't scraped.
Half of the stuff was probably given to him.
Right.
You know, that he didn't even pay for it anyway.
This is telling me that Chris Brown is probably moving. So he's giving the address out for his house
because
he's moving to another house. And he doesn't want to take the stuff down to Goodwill. He doesn't want to take the stuff. He doesn't move the stuff to his new house.
Because I might need to do this same thing. I got a whole bedroom as my closet.
Okay.
It's time.
So you mean to tell me you're give your address out and let people pull up?
I mean, I give him my address to fight all the time, so why not?
Tokyo is not playing, bro.
All right, okay. Well, actress Sharon Stone is suing rapper Chanel West Coast.
What?
Well, I guess Chanel has a song and music video called Sharon Stone.
Yeah.
Take a look.
Sharon Stone, Sharon Stone, Sharon Stone, Sharon Stone, Sharon Stone, Sharon Stone, Sharon Stone.
Rappaport and Redman, I like that.
I mean, as a rapper, I feel like that's what we do. Like, we find iconic we make it.
Listen, according to Sharon's lawsuit, Chanel gratuitously repeats the name Sharon Stone 33 times and the name Sharon 99 times. The video is also purposefully designed and shot to evoke Sharon Stone's name, likeness, image, identity, and persona associated with her her iconic movie roles.
Historically, Chanel West Coast's music has always been laughed at and made fun of every time she makes an attempt.
Right.
So this kind of like brings down Sharon Stone's overall brand. Like, it's not like if Cardi B did it. If Cardi B did it, it would have been like hella celebrated.
If it was J-Lo, she wouldn't be tripping.
Exactly.
That's right.
I think that's what it is. It's who's singing about her.
I'm going to make one next.
Me too. But I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
Mine could be Sharon got popped with a stone.
All right, we all know fans are a big part of football. Well, Florida Gators coach Dan Mullen's wife, Megan Mullen, she might be the biggest fan of the college team's players because she greets them with hugs and kisses every time she sees them. That's sweet, right? That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's loving.
What's wrong with that?
Right. And a tweet went viral questioning how appropriate this is. You guys check this video out. You be the judge.
All right.
Megan made it a point to make the players her priority, whether it be a hug or a kiss before game day, or making sure the players understand she cares for them during the week.
I'm just always ready to get the hug. Every time we get off the bus, she always ready to give us a hug, kiss on the cheek. That motivates us, man, and that's just having somebody who shows a lot of love like that.
The way she showed love to us and the coaches, and you know, it's just a good thing to have a lady like that that's sweet and kind.
All them boys look like they're in a sunken place.
But it's one thing, like, it's like a high school team or a middle school team.
Yeah.
Pop Warner even. And she out here like she about to trying to get choked.
If my man owned double the football standard team and I was kissing all the players, I would for sure be single.
Yeah, because he probably would like that.
So you guys don't think this is motherly? You guys think this is inappropriate?
When she grabs their face and they're like grabbing around the waist and she's hugging them like low, it makes it a little bit provocative.
But you remember when Sandra Bullock fell in love with that player in the football?
She wasn't grabbing his face, looking at him in the eyes.
She adopted that kid.
She did. Yeah. She's very motherly. She was
motherly, but it wasn't sensual. Yeah, we didn't get sensual.
Tokyo, we're saying this would be fine if it was peewee football or junior high, but high school or college, it's weird.
Yeah.
No. Because if it was peewee football, don't touch my baby.
I
played football for many, many years.
And in college.
And if I had my coaches, like wives, hugging on me and kissing on me, I don't know, man. I might have to bang that out.
Maybe this is just a way of her to check to see if the guys are on the straight and narrow as far as
looking
being like,
in the eyes.
Yeah, she like raised the sunglasses up. You stoned. She's gonna get all the clothes in their face, see if they've been drinking.
As soon as the cheating scandal pop up, there it goes.
Team's drug test.
Right. Yeah. If she gets caught with like three players in a dorm room, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, moving on, Richard Gere had another baby.
What?
Yes.
Oh. 70 years old.
Yeah, we spoke about this sometime before. Richard Gere recently welcomed baby boy with his much younger wife, Alejandra Silva. Mm. And now, just 8 months after welcoming that baby boy, Gere, who's now 70, and his wife, who is 36.
He didn't even let her rest.
The
baby's only 8 months old.
Is she healed?
You only got to wait.
He's trying to shoot them out before they turn to dust.
Right? He might be shooting cap smoke in a minute.
Now, they both have children from previous marriages. I think Richard Gere has a 19-year-old son named Homer James, who he shares with his ex-wife, Carrie Lowell.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a 6-year-old son with her ex-husband.
Wow.
So is it fair to be Richard Gere's age and still be popping out kids?
So she's got to do his diapers and the kids' diapers.
Nah. It's being out here still selfish. Having these babies.
Yeah.
Mm. It's selfish. I say that because I got like an older mother. My mom had me at 40. And it's like ever since I was 10, I kind of understood life and debt, and I've been calculating like, hey, man, this
Well, yeah, because he'll be eight. He'll be what, 88 years old at his kid's high school graduation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like when you're 70, you should like plot out your child's birthday messages for every 10 years. Like just record them all now.
Then it's like, you know, when we're in the industry, we're kind of hard on our bodies, so we're not making it to like 90 and. Like
he's got money though, y'all. He's a different 70 than what my 70's gonna look like.
Being 70 that marrying a younger woman like that, it's just not worth it because they're going to want to have kids, and I can't imagine starting over and have kids. I mean, I wouldn't start over at 27 having
if
kids.
If you're 30,
and dad to go back.
If I'm 30 and your dude's 70, you for sure cheating. You don't care what I say.
You for sure cheating. As soon as you tuck him in, you out there.
Yeah.
Running in the streets.
Right now, like he'll be to sleep in no time.
He watch him murder, she wrote.
Okay.
She starts saying stuff like, hold on, I gotta put his program on.
She's like, I gotta wait for my husband to go down, and then I'm
Anybody
coming out.
Got some Andy Griffith. All right, y'all, up next, Diddy and Kris Jenner both had birthdays this week, but who got the most impressive gifts? We'll have more details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Oh!
What's up?
Now, what do you give the man that has everything, all right? So, Sean P. Diddy, Diddy Puff, Puff Brother Love Combs got a very special delivery for his 50th birthday. Now, first his son Christian Combs, also known as King Combs, gifted him an ill diamond-encrusted portrait of the two side-by-side made up of 100,000 stones.
Wow.
But Mama Combs, not to be outdone, she definitely showed up when she gifted her only son a brand new Escalade, and Puff Daddy's reaction was priceless. Check it out.
Give me like when one of my nephews be like, look at this, and he do a flip, and I be like,
I mean, he did jump up and down like a little kid, like he ain't never seen an Escalade before.
Sure.
But he had to give his mama a good reaction.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But what about his son, honey? This is diamonds, honey, and stones, and
You are a chief diamond appraiser. Like, what kind of diamonds are used to make a portrait like this?
Those diamonds were, they weren't the perfect diamonds, I could assure you.
I would have been more moved by the picture than the truck.
Yeah.
I ride in a black truck every day. Like, for somebody to put together a picture for me, that's
deep.
Thank
you.
Black truck kind of Uber-ish.
Uber-ish. I mean, definitely give me Uber.
Well, it's the battle of the extravagant birthday gifts, because if you think Diddy got all his birthday wishes granted, you ain't seen nothing yet, honey. Kim Kardashian West gave her momager, Kris Jenner, a nostalgic surprise of a lifetime for her 64th birthday celebration. Mm. Well, the reality star renting out their childhood home in Beverly Hills that Kris shared with the late Robert Kardashian for a small lunch with Kris's daughters and her closest friends of 40-plus years. And to top it off, she rented every car her parents ever owned to drive to the party in. Grab your tissue, y'all, because this is definitely a tearjerker. Take a look.
So open up your invite to see where
Paris,
we're going.
France?
What?
Oh, we're going to France.
Oh, God. She's crying already. I'm going to cry, too. I rented it for the day. I did not buy it. It's not for sale.
I feel like it was incomplete.
What was it?
Bitch, they forgot OJ.
Okay. Gary, what is wrong with you?
Would you and Headcrack do something like that for me for my birthday?
I don't want them to do that for me. They ain't finna be bringing no roaches.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right, and today's deal is the Marc New York Active Velvet Leggings, ladies. They are super soft stretch velvet leggings and the perfect stylish addition to any fall outfit. You can dress them down for an everyday look or dress them up for a night out on the town. They come in black, honey, burgundy, and stormy night, which is dark navy.
Now, Miss Brad, what material are these made? Because, honey, you know, girl, you got a dunk back there.
Oh, Gary, you tried it. No, you didn't. Yes, you tried it. Unfortunately, you don't have one. But no worries for the thick girls, because it's made out of 93% polyester and 7% spandex.
Now, what exactly is thick? Because I passed that a long time ago.
Ah, yes. I love seeing the lovely ladies in leggings. How much are they?
Why are you petting them?
Because it's so soft.
Oh, my God. Hey, Crack, you're going to love this, because after the ladies hear this price, all
all of them gonna be walking around in velvet leggings. Usually they run as high as $49, but for our dish jets out there, they're only $17. Oh, Lord have mercy. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Okay, honey, coming up, Tokyo Tony Baby dropped by the Dish Nation studio to tell us about her new reality show, Tokyo Tony Finding Love ASAP. Now, you definitely don't want to miss this, honey. So come right back after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. We have one of the most talked about women on the internet. She's bossy, she's flossy, and she's Black China's mom. Make some noise for Tokyo Tony. Woo!
Woo! I'm in the building.
Now, a lot of people make the connection. Tokyo Tony is Black China's mother.
Yeah.
You look like you could be Black China's sister. Okay. Let's start there.
I hear it all the time.
You guys had a wildly popular reality show on the Zeus Network.
Yes.
And whoa, the dynamics between you two, it was like oil and vinegar sometimes.
Yeah.
How cool are y'all now?
Well, we're still in a work in progress. You know, nothing changes overnight, and I'm the mama. So what I say go, when Big Mom in the building, it's just going to be just like that.
China almost looks just as old as you, so it's almost like she feel like, well, now, you might be the mama, but I feel like I'm the mama, and I'm going to respect you, but I'm going to do what I want to do anyway.
Black China's Black China, and
Yeah.
I came first. Who would change first, the chicken or the egg?
Okay. But now, Tokyo Honey is looking for a man ASAP.
Yes.
Are you really ready for love? Because I just reported all these celebrities are divorcing. I mean, Niecy Nash and her husband breaking up now after all these years. And I mean, nobody's staying together.
Well, that's because people don't find who they want in the beginning. They settle. You just, you know, you're here, oh, you're fine, or for whatever reason. If you want heels, get heels in the beginning. If you want her with long hair, you better get one with long hair in the beginning. That's the problem. Nobody gets what they want. They just settle for whatever comes their way.
So they're lying. So it's almost like
basically,
people lying.
Yeah.
Just between us and everybody that's watching this video right
Uh-oh.
Now, right? Between the baby daddies.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Which one is your favorite?
Tiger.
Tiger, really?
Yes.
Why don't you like, what's wrong with Rob?
No, nothing's wrong with Rob. He's just, you know, he's Rob.
Have you ever been over to Rob's house?
I've been over to Rob's house. Me and Rob talk on the phone for hours. Rob called me 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll be sleep on the phone.
Well, cool. Well, we want to play this game. It's called Hit Back or Hit Block. So we're going to name a few eligible men. And if they were to jump in your DMs, you let us know if you hit them back or you hit block on them. I know you said that your fountain is a colored only one.
Yeah.
But Brad Pitt, dude is he's aged pretty well. He's display on the apples. If he hits you back to go on a date or hit you up to go on a date, are you gonna hit him back or
hell
you gonna
hit block? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm
a small fee.
Set his ass all the way free.
Okay.
What about Trey Songz?
Never.
Really? Why not?
He's a little too soft.
Ooh.
I like him a little rough. Around the edges.
So you hitting block?
Totally.
What about Terrence Howard, man?
Only if he sing that Hustle and Flow song to me first.
So I'd out here for pimp.
Pimp.
So you hitting him back?
Yeah, right. I'm gonna hit him back.
What about Future?
Oh, never.
Why not?
Because he's messing with my daughter.
Okay, that was never confirmed. So it is confirmed.
Yeah, they was messing around. Stop it.
Really?
All right, what about Drake's dad, Dennis Graham? He has swag and that mustache.
Now, let me tell you something. Something about that mustache scares me.
He's a French tickler. Oh.
Stop it, guys. But that's true. Oh, no.
The show is called Tokyo Tony Finding Love ASAP. Be sure you check for it on the Zeus Network. One time, y'all, for Tokyo Tony. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
All right, have you ever sent a text to someone that wasn't meant for them?
Absolutely.
Inappropriate?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happened to Spice Girl member Emma Button. You might not know her name, but you might know Baby Spice.
Yes.
Okay, that's Baby.
She accidentally sent her mom a spicy photo that was meant for her man.
Oh, no. How spicy?
Jay Jones.
Like hot?
Like, it was a naughty photo of her in her bra saying, I miss you and I wish you ... Now, she says her and her mom have a great relationship, so they just laughed it off.
Well, thank God she had a bra on.
I think I would play it off like I meant to send it to her.
You think? What would you say in the next text?
I miss you because you could miss your mom. And I wish you could see these great matching panties that I have to go with this bra. You like them?
I would show my matching panties.
No, but I was wondering if you wanted some like these. I saw them and thought.
Oh, you want to eat your mom's sexy panties?
What do I care?
But if I sent my mom a pic and I was like this, how am I gonna explain that height? Yeah. Like that, bro. Like,
hey, mom.
Hey, mom. What's up? Like, hey,
mom. Is that like a mosquito bite?
Hey, you coming over? Hey, bring pizza.
That may be a little tougher to get out.
I'm glad Chewy cleaned it up for you.
My mom will be like, mijo, ¿qué estás haciendo? No! Mijo, no! No! Satanás!
Why is that chocolate Twinkie in your underwear?
Mijito, no! No!
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Arizona State University, we've made online education better, smarter, and more personalized so you can go further in your aspiring field.
I decided to pursue medicine once I realized that ASU did have the online program for biological sciences. You're still required to learn the same curriculum. You're still being tested on the same content that anyone would be tested on in person. The comprehensiveness of the program prepared me so well for medical school.
Explore over 350 plus programs at asuonline.asu.edu.